Good morning, everyone. As we begin to prepare for Hanukkah and to get into the mindset, we immediately confront two elements of the way that we perform the rituals and the rites of Hanukkah, and a stark contrast immediately forms. The first is apparent when looking at Al Hanisim, the only section of liturgy that we add to davening and to Birkat HaMazon on Hanukkah. And if you take a look at that text in advance of Hanukkah, which I implore you to do, you'll see that the overwhelming majority of that text is devoted to the miracle of the Chashmonaim defeating the Syrian Greeks in battle. Bimei Matisyahu ben Yochanan, Ravta es Rivam, Danta es Dinam, Nakanta es Nikmasam, Masarta Giborim Biad Chalashim. That's really a key phrase that basically we overtook them in military battle, and all of these expressions of the way in which the Rabim Biad Ma'atim, the many in the hands of the few, Giborim Biad Chalashim, the strong ones were in the hands of the weak ones because we were the weak ones and we defeated them. So all of the almost all of the emphasis of Al Hanisim is on that militaristic victory. And only the Achar Kain Ba'ulidvir Beisecha Ufinu Es Heichalecha, and only afterwards do the Jewish people, do the Chashmonaim come to the Beit HaMikdash and Vehidliku Neiros Chanukah, and then they light the candles. It doesn't even mention the miracle of the oil. So there seems to be this clear emphasis in the liturgy, in the benching, in the pieces of davening that we add for Chanukah. There's this clear emphasis on the military victory. And yet, when it comes to performing the mitzvah of Chanukah, not the liturgy of Chanukah, but rather the mitzvah of Chanukah, that's obviously lighting the menorah, lighting the Chanukiah, which we all know is clearly not a reference to the military victory, but obviously primarily a reference to the miracle of the oil, which occurred in that V'achar Kein Ba'ulidvir Beisecha, in that afterwards when they came into the Beit HaMikdash, that's the miracle. That's the momentous event that we remember, that we publicize with Pirsume Nisa on Chanukah. So the question, as we begin to anticipate Chanukah, is how do we balance these two elements? How do we balance the military victory and the miracle of the oil? Which one of those is the one that we're supposed to really be focusing on? How are we supposed to think about the holiday of Hanukkah in our own minds? And just to emphasize this question, the Shulchan Aruch asks a famous question. He asks, why are there 8 days of Hanukkah? There should be 7 days of Hanukkah, because if there was enough oil in the little jug to last one day and it lasted for 8 days, then 24 hours of the 8 days of the oil lasting was not miraculous. And why are we having a whole holiday of celebration for the first 24 hours, which were not miraculous, and only the next 7 days were miraculous? So everyone has an answer to this question. There are hundreds, literally hundreds of answers. But there's one answer of the Pri Chadash who says that the last 7 days are the only days of Hanukkah that we celebrate on account of the miracle of the oil. The first 24 hours we're celebrating on account of the military victory, which also gives this stark contrast in terms of the emphasis of the miracle of the lights over the miracle of the military victory. So once again, how do we balance the two? And furthermore, why do Chazal decide to break down the balance in this way, to put the military element in davening and in benching and the miracle of the lights in our homes as the symbol, the experience of the miracle that we recollect? So I'd like to suggest, based on an idea that's given by Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig from Yeshiva University, that the military element of Hanukkah was the modality. It was the way in which the Jewish people achieved victory. Without the military victory, there's nothing to talk about. There's no way that we can be celebrating the holiday of Hanukkah, because we would be without the Beit HaMikdash, we would be in exile, the Jewish people might not even be around. That's how intense the Hellenistic takeover was during those days in the Second Commonwealth, during the Second Beit HaMikdash, when the Greek Empire took over Israel. So military was the modality of the miracle. But uncompromising Judaism, uncompromising Yahadut, that was the mentality of the victory. Meaning, without that perspective, the Hashmonaim would not have even stood up. The Jews who fought against the Syrian Greeks, they wouldn't even have stood up. They would have said, well, they're not asking us to change everything. We could still do a little bit. We could still keep kosher. We could still, do a couple of other things. We can figure out how to make Judaism work within this system. And once this empire either moves on to something better or a new ruler comes in who's a little bit more understanding and tolerant, then we'll go back to keeping everything. But until then, let's not rock the boat too much. No. The Hashmonaim don't take that perspective at all. Uncompromising Judaism is the mentality of the miracle, which is why at the end, when there's no longer an imposing threat from an external power, and the Jewish people, the Hashmonaim, return to the Beit HaMikdash and find themselves once again within the framework to serve God in the way that they want, in the way that they need to serve God in the ideal form, the only thing that they'll use is the ideal oil. Because uncompromising Judaism is the mentality of the holiday. So we recognize the modality, because when we're standing there davening, when we're sitting there benching, we have to recognize the reason why we're here. And the military modality is the reason why we're here. But when we do the mitzvah, when we put ourselves into the mindset, try to re-experience Hanukkah, to bring it into our daily lives, we're not going to bring the military victory into our daily lives. We bring the uncompromising Yahadut into our daily lives. And that's how we balance the miracle of the military victory of Hanukkah and the miracle of the lights of the oil lasting for 8 days in the Beit HaMikdash, which occurred after the Jewish people won the military battle and entered the Beit HaMikdash to rededicate the temple to the service of God. Have a great day.